Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And three, two, one. Another week of footy is ready to rock. Hear every minute live here on digital radio and on the Triple M app. For Ream Hot Water, we are Triple M Footy.
Welcome back, Grand Final. Yeah, live at the ANZ Stadium in the beautiful city of Sydney today for what's going to be a massive occasion. Canberra Raiders trying to win their first premiership in 25 years, while the Roosters want to be the first team to go back since 92-93. So there's a good story behind this game, whatever happens, and we're live across the Triple M network all day long. We're going to ask the boys their Macca's moment of the year very soon and do a little thing called Raging Bull, where we let Gordon out of the bullpen and he can just rave and rage about whatever he wants. But right now, let's catch up with a rugby league great, a Canberra great, and a bloke who's always been very generous with his time when it comes to our show. Mal Meninga, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
We are fantastic, mate. I was watching you guys on Fox League the other day, you guys watching the 89 Grand Final. By geez, it only seems like yesterday that you uttered this, those words that it's better than Origin, it's better than anything winning a Grand Final.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but yeah, it was good to reminisce. It's always great to reminisce. We've had a bit of reminiscing this weekend with the 89 side, and a lot of the Raiders fellas are in town at the moment, obviously, and Kangaroo reunion yesterday, so it's been a lot of reminiscing, but yeah, it's always great to... It's great to come to the grand final and see the Raiders in it.
Mal, we've got a bit of a theme going in the show at the moment about how trying to pick favourites and it's harder than picking your kids. Do you have that with the grand final?
Well, I'm biased, Keddy. You know, so I mean, when you pick a win, I mean, obviously, you know, the Roosters are, I think, you know, deserved favourites for the game. Been a really consistent team for many years now, and obviously trying to go back to back, but. The unpredictability of the Raiders and you know, some of their great players. But they talk about experience, but I like the experience in the Raiders side. A lot of internationals, a couple of guys have played Origin, so I mean, I think it'll hold them in good stead today.
I think what people overlook with the Raiders is the entire pack are internationals.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, even Bateman, Whitehead and Hodgson, I mean, they played, you know, I don't know how many, over 100, nearly 200 games for in the English Super League. So you shouldn't underestimate that as well.
Yeah.
Hey Mel, you played in so many grand finals. Do you have a favourite one?
Oh, a favourite one? 89. You know, 89, you know, from the Raiders' point of view, you know, the first team outside, the top threes was top five in those days, first team outside of Sydney to win it. You know, the circumstances in the game, you know, down at half time, draw it full time, 100 minutes of footy just to win it. You know, I mean, you know, Steve Jackson's, you know, try at the end. It's, you know, it's really an emotional time. And being a Queenslander, coming down to New South Wales and, you know, playing the New South Wales competition, for me personally, it was a, you know, it was a pinnacle for me because, you know, winning grand finals in New South Wales, I believe the toughest competition is something we always dream of.
They've got a lot of support behind them at the moment, Mal, the Green Machine. I think because they haven't been here for 25 years, everybody who isn't already a Roosters fan, the Raiders are essentially everyone's second side today. So what have they got to get right when it comes game time from a pure rugby league perspective? What have they got to do well from the opening whistle?
Oh, I think, you know, obviously, you know, we was talking about their starts, it's really important that the Roosters get off to a great start. It could be anything today, but I just think their start's really important. I think defensively on their edges, you know, I think the Roosters will test them, you know, the third man in, you know, second man in the centres, in particular, Jared Croker and BJ Leilua. I think they'll test them a fair bit defensively. So, I mean, the centres and the edge defence has got to get it right today.
Mal, what about when you came to play for Canberra, when you made that move down to Canberra, I would assume that there was probably half a dozen clubs or more that wanted your services in the Sydney comp. What took you to Canberra?
It was a conversation I had with, you know, Wayne Bennett at the time, to be honest with you. Don Fernan was the current national coach at that particular time as well. They were very good friends. You know, they admired each other, respected each other. And through those conversations and obviously You know, Gary Belcher was coming down with me. Chipper Ferguson was going there as well. Steve Wallace, you know, was playing the BRL at the time when he was coming down. So we had, you know, a pretty good bunch of players, you know, going to the Raiders. I think at the time, their reserve grade just made the finals, I believed. They weren't too far off finals themselves, the first grade side. I think it might have been in 85 as well. So, you know, I thought it was a team on the up. And the other thing about it, I just got back from St. Helens, played St. Helens in England, where just the one team town, you know, sort of thing, one town teams that, you know, were highly successful. I just felt, and it wasn't a risk, I just felt that, you know, going there would be my best option.
We know you'll be out here later on this afternoon and this evening, Mal. How are you feeling? You've been practicing the horn blowing for the big event and the Viking clap. Oh. It'll be epic.
Oh, no. I mean, I've been talking about it for the last couple of days now. People in the streets are stopping me, you know, and I just give them a bit of a rendition, you know, so how it's all going to go. Right? So, I'll be fine, mate. Mentally prepared for it, I am.
Yeah. It's not hard to get wrong, though, is it, Mal?
Yeah, it's very hard to get wrong, yes. I think you've just got to get the timing right, though. You've got to put the lips on the horn at the right time.
Because you don't want the horn to start blowing before your lips get on there, which is a risk.
Very much so.
Well, we'll say, Mal, they've had it in here for about an hour or so now, and it's been going, was going off nicely. Didn't even have anyone at the other end, just, but it was, it sounded in good fettle anyway.
Magic.
Can you just take a little video for me and just send it? Let me just make sure that I know where it actually is and things like that too, if you don't mind.
All you got to do is get to the right end. Yeah, it's small end, not the big end. Other than that, it's all done.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm sober today, so everything's fine.
Yeah, that's a good start. Hey, have you spoken to Ricky this week?
Well, I was actually staying in the same hotel as him, believe it or not. You know, I come down on Friday. So, yeah, I mean, it was really relaxed. It was excellent. The players, you know, had the day off on Friday and had a bit of yarn to a few of them, and they're very relaxed and, you know, pretty calm and composed. You know, looking forward to it. It's been a really good week for them. They've sucked up the atmosphere and what goes with grand final week, you know, so... they'll be right. They're ready to go, I believe.
You famously sensed before the 89 grand final when you shook hands and flipped the coin with Wayne Pearce that he was nervous, and you went back to the dressing room and told the players that you thought the Tigers were nervous.
Yep.
What's your mood now with your read on the Raiders?
I think they've done a really good job this week. You know, I really think they'll come out and produce their best performance of the year. So, again, whether that's good enough, Kenny, I'm not quite sure, but I think that, you know, regardless of what the result is today, the Raiders boys will be, you know, they'll do their town and all their followers and fans, you know, proud today.
All right, Mal. Well, mate, you enjoy it, buddy. I hope they get a win for you. And it's such a momentous occasion, is it? 30 years on, you beat the Rabbitohs to get to the grand final. Maybe the planets are aligning for the Green Machine. We wish you all the best.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mal Meninga, joining us on Sunday, Triple M NRL. Obviously, he's not just a Canberra legend, he's an Origin legend, he's an Australian Rugby League legend.
Yeah, and he works for the Titans, and you didn't say anything about the Titans, did you, Maroon?
Oh, mate, mainly...
He did that out of respect to Mal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's been associated with winners every step of the way, and he didn't want to bring the tone down by talking to your Titans.
Hey. I respect Mal. You know, you see what I'm saying here, Gordy? I respect Mal.
Yeah, I do. Tennis ball head.
No. No. Look, mate, if you want to start on the Titans, let's rip in, because I tell you what, I've only got today with you, and then whatever you do in the off-season, I don't want to hear about it.
They'll win the grand final today, the Titans reserve grade boys.
Oh, good. Gee, that'll make amends for this year. Yeah. Hopefully they can come second last next year. Who knows, mate? Why don't they drag out the Titans? When are they going to name the Titans immortal side? Just bring it up today, Gordy.
They will when they get 13 players.
Never ceases to amaze me how brave you are when Gordon's at least 1,000 kilometres
away. It never ceases to amaze me.
Never ceases
to amaze me. As soon as I have a conflict with someone, Gordy or Paul Kent, you got to jump on their side. Which one have you got a crush on more, Gordy or Paul Kent?
Mate, what about that comb I found? What about that comb I found in your car today? Gordy, I found this comb in his car on the way out here today. It was like a dog's comb. game.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it is.
I said, is this, no, I asked him, I said, is this for your dog? And he goes, no, that's mine.
Yeah. That's
this came in the Martina Navratilova lesbian head.
This is rich. This is a good chat. This is a good chat for two blokes. Other than have got a hair between them, and they're going to have a chat about my hairbrush. Let's take a break. We'll come back and do a thing called I Call BS. Bit of Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. As Triple M rocks the grand final. Yes. Triple M rocking the NRL grand final. Billy Joel there. We Didn't Start the Fire, which was a number one hit in 1989, that memorable year when Raiders, of course, won the premiership against the Tigers. It's Hoops. It's Kenty. It's Gordon Tullis. It's Maroon. It's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth Is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, this is where we just call BS on anything we like. It might be football related. It might not be. It might be just something we saw at home or, you know, this time of year, everybody asking you for tickets and then complaining about where they are. But I've got a special one today because I like to stick up for me mates when I can.
Mm.
Paul Kent, Hoops, Gordy Tullis. So we've just, I've got some audio here that I want to play you, so I'm going to wait till I get that all locked away. As you can see here, I'm not hitting the button, so.
Yeah, you know what I don't have, look, unlike you blokes, I'm not always angry, so I don't have a BS today. So I'm just going to say, you know what, the world is right, man. I'm going away soon, grand final day. It's time to be happy, Anthony.
I call BS on that.
What do you want to call BS on here, Gordon?
Do you know what? No, mate. It might be unpopular. I just heard Darren Lockyer saying that Cooper Cronk's going to be an immortal.
Yep.
If he's better than Jonathan Thurston, if he's better than Andrew Johns, I would say that he's an immortal. I think that just because his record is what it is, you know, all those guys that played in that grand final, that era of the Dragons, not all of them are immortals. It's only the blokes that were great players. I think Cooper Cronk is a very good player. I think he's a legend. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But the jump to that next level and being immortal, I think that, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit far-fetched myself.
I tend to agree, Gordy. I tend to agree. But I will say the way
that your happiness lasted a long time.
No.
Mate, he's off to Disneyland.
Listen,
is he?
He's off to Disneyland, mate. He's in the outside lane. He's flying.
What, to be Grumpy Smurf?
Listen here, Muttonhead.
Yes! I love you.
Listen, you got to start. Why do you have to bring the tone down? Why do you have to bring the tone down? We've had a good day. You're sitting up there in Brisbane. Didn't even bother to fly down to do the show. We let you do that. Mate, you're out on the wing. We left you out there. We only can't ask you to ask a question every now and then. And you have to come in and bring the tone down.
Muttonhead.
I love it.
James, would you like to call BS?
Anthony, I would like to call BS on something. So I was coming out here today and a mate of mine rang me up and he said, mate, you wouldn't read about it. This bloke, he's bitten me for some grand final tickets. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, well, what? You're not asking me now at this late stage, are you? He said, no, but I got some for him. But then he rang me back and he said, oh, mate, they're sort of up the nosebleed section, are they? They don't look as though they're that good.
Mm.
Oh, mate, no, actually, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't want those tickets now.
Yeah.
So, mate, I'm calling BS on people who ask you to get tickets, right? They buy you for free briefs. Then when you provide the briefs, then they blow up and say, oh, no, don't worry about it. They're not that good, so I'll just watch it at home instead.
Yeah. Can I tell you, too, it used to be easy to get tickets. It's very difficult now.
Very hard.
It's very hard to get tickets from somewhere. You generally got to call in a favour and a favour and a favour.
Yep.
So then complain about where they're at.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this would happen to all of us and all our colleagues next door. People asking for tickets and then complaining about where they are. I mean, fair dinkum, you know where you can stick the ticket. Anyway, that's very good of you, Hoops, to raise an interesting topical point like that. But look, I want to call BS on this because I don't like you blokes aren't rock solid, right, with me, but I try and look after you blokes wherever I can.
Who's going under the L90?
If ever I see anyone talking about you blokes, I arc up, right?
Yep.
But this might happen in, you know, just in the traps Yep. Paul Kent said this. James Hooper is a knucklehead. Why does Gordy do this? Well, so you can imagine how raged I was, how enraged I was yesterday morning when I was listening to the Weekend Legends. Chris and Rose, yesterday morning on Triple M, and I heard this.
There are plenty of sources of outrage. Triple M's own Paul Kent is in the Daily Telegraph this morning saying, it's become too bland, it's a made-for-TV event. I think he meant there wasn't enough partying going on.
It's not like Paul Kent to not like something.
So now, when I heard that, I just said, who are these blokes to be talking about the great
Who
Paul
are
Kent?
They, yeah.
Well, they do the Weekend Legends Saturday morning on Triple M. I got straight in the car, and I headed into Triple M. Thankfully for that.
So who are they? Craig and Rick.
Who is it? Craig and Rick. Daisy and who?
No, Chris and Rose.
Craig and Rick.
Mate, I've never heard of them.
No, they're good fellas.
Chris and Rose. Two people nobody's ever heard of.
I went in there looking for them, and luckily they'd recorded their last break and left early.
Cause yeah, because you
I
know
was
what?
Gonna bash them.
I know.
I was gonna clunk their heads together.
They clearly heard you were coming.
Yeah, they heard I was coming, and they said, I just went in there, rolled up my sleeves. Where are they? Took me glasses off and all. I was ready.
Yeah. Really?
Oh,
all
right. Yeah. I was ready to rock and roll. But, mate, I've got your back, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah. You know what, I think they're very thankful because they've found the one bloke that listens to them.
That's not very nice.
Well, mate, I'm trying to help. Yeah, but what are you doing?
Mate, this is the most publicity they've ever had.
What are you doing listening to community radio on a Saturday morning?
All right, you blokes, come on now.
That's all it sounds like.
You're the one that brought it up. And trying to throw something. What, so do you want
hey,
that show
who's
on
who's talking to you, muttonhead? Who's talking to you, muttonhead, hey? Mate, you're lucky you're in Brisbane today too, or you'll be going to. Let's take a break and we'll come back and get this show back on track with Macca's Moment of the Year. It's all coming up right here as Triple M rocks. Yes?
I think when we do come back, Anthony, the countdown is actually on. The clock's ticking. You're warming up the larynx. The vocal cords are starting to roll over. It's almost Advanced Australia Fair time, Gordon.
Oh, hang on. Am I going out onto the field?
Well, you can go out onto the field. You can do it in the studio. You said you might even do a bit of Billy Joel.
If I can do it on the field, I'll go.
Todd Greenberg told you he's got a special accreditation. He's got a special accreditation for you.
He's leading you into it because he's put it back to 1:40 because the Interstate Cup final
starts
at 1:30. So now all the conditions change. You're the best.
I'll do it at half time.
That's
Triple M rocks the footy.
Origin 2019, James Tedesco.
Cook throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pearce, who didn't really want it. That gives it to Tom Trbojevic. Out to Ferguson. Runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground. Throws it into the Tedesco. 15 out. Pinsy is back. Goes to the line. Scores! New South Wales win. New South Wales win with a try. With 27 seconds to go! You can't write this stuff!
Oh, yeah, the Macca's moment. Macca's have been on board with us in 2019. We've absolutely eaten our way through our weight in nuggets this year. Mustard sauce, barbecue sauce. And of course, Hoops just likes them with no sauce whatsoever.
You like the sweet and sour, don't you?
I do. I've gone from the sweet and sour over to the mustard. Over to the mustard. I keep a few in the console of the car.
Yeah.
And then whatever I'm having, I can have free sauce from Macca's.
You like a gherkin too, don't you, on the junior burger? Or?
I take the gherkin off.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I normally take it off and throw it over the fence.
So now you go and you steal their newspapers and you're also now stealing their sauce.
I steal the sauce. I steal the newspaper from McDonald's Fig Tree. I steal the pencils from IKEA. I steal the Mentos from the pokey area at the pub near where I live. I let the dog poo in Prince Henry Estate and pretend I'm picking it up because I am gangster. I am gangster. And now, Macca's moment. The fans have voted on the best Macca's moment for 2019, and it was Big Georgie Tafua and his hit of the year. But let's ask all you blokes about your Macca's moment. Let me start with you, Paul Kent.
Look, I like the Raiders and the win over Melbourne where they were trailing a couple minutes ago and the big shot on Addo Carr from Joey Tapine. Laidlaw picks it up, turns the ball inside to John Bateman, and over they go. Just one of those last-minute wins that I think really typify where they've come from and where they're at, the Raiders. So yeah, I thought it was a great end to a very good game.
Hoops?
I love the Origin series, Maroon, and I loved everything about it, from the fact that nobody really gave Queensland that much hope in the opening game, and they came out and it was a great Origin victory at Suncorp. And then you head over to Perth, and Tommy Turbo and New South Wales made seven changes to that side, and they managed to produce a win for the ages. And then the actual game three out here at ANZ Stadium, we just heard Dan Ganain calling it only moments ago. That play in the final dying seconds of the game, where Fergo's charging down the far sideline, and then James Tedesco is on the spot to go on and claim the Wally Lewis medal, and then also the Brad Fittler medal as New South Wales's best player as well. It was a hell of a series.
Yeah, that's a Macca's moment from you. Now, Gordy, your Macca's moment, I do believe 3 months ago there was a game where the Titans were winning at half time.
Yeah.
Would you be that?
Look, that's up there. There's been so many wonderful performances, but if I could pick a moment for myself, I'd say it would be Josh Papali's try against South. I know it was only 10 or so metres, but to get a side into a grand final and, you know, first time in 25 years or whatever that they've been in one, I think that's a great moment. And, you know, down to 12 men, so Josh Papali's try, I reckon that's a really big moment.
Yeah, it was one of those tries, wasn't it, where you'll always kind of remember where you were, where he ran over a couple of South players and right under the posts. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, there's the boys' Macca's moment for 2019. We're about to see the state championship game. That's the Newtown Jets taking on the Burleigh Bears, and some notable NRL or ex-NRL players in this Jets side. Sione Katoa, Rudolph Mulitalo is in there as well. Billy Magoulis.
You just called Ronaldo Rudolph. Oh, that's your best of the season. That is, mate, your best.
And Eastwood's playing as well for the Newtown side. This toward the end of his career, the great Greg Eastwood, or Clint Eastwood, as you like to call him.
You nearly did, didn't you? You nearly did.
I don't know what's so funny. Why are you laughing? You've still got an hour and a half to go, mate. Can you try?
We're under control, Anthony. Under control. It was just,
the point I was making was there's a lot of ex-NRL players in this state championship.
There are. Is Kyle Flanagan playing today?
Yeah, and Burleigh are essentially the Gold Coast reserve grade side, or, you know, as Gordon likes to call them, Gold Coast first grade side.
Well, the great Anthony Don is playing on one of the wings for the Burleigh Bears, so we'll give you score updates for that game as they come to life. Rocking the grand final. We're going to be back with more right after this. Triple M.
Benji Marshall and Pat Richards, 2005.
Thurston, right foot kick, down the ground, into the in-goal almost. Hodgson cuts it off. Hodgson taken by Norton. He took him late. Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going. Marshall's got Richards coming up outside. Now inside. Richards pursued. He pushes Simpson away. Pat Richards has scored a magnificent try. Leap to the field.
Triple M Rock in the NRL Grand Final is one of your favourites there. Hoops the Swingers, counting the beats. Live at the NRL Grand Final. Time to have a serious chat. And this chat, of course, around player contracts. With the news this week that John Bateman was looking for a player upgrade with his current... So he's looking for an upgrade on a current contract, Kenty. And the backstory is to all this, of course, is he's recently changed player managers.
Yeah, it is. And look, I think one of the clauses in his current contract is that there's a provision there to renegotiate at the end of each year, provided both parties are willing. And I think that's a fair thing to do. But what was sort of, I think, the poor form in it all was it came out grand final week, when the last thing you want to be worrying about or talking about this week, particularly for your teammates' sake, is the potential that you might be leaving the club.
It was definitely an unnecessary and unwanted distraction for the Raiders, because everything had been going really smooth up until that point. And then John did the interview and obviously confirmed that he is going to sit down with the club at the end of the season. And obviously he's had a breakout year. He won the Dally M second row of the year, so he's in a really good position. But I'm sure that behind closed doors there would have been some hard conversations with Sticky Stewart and also Don Ferner, the CEO, and they've all got themselves back on the same page now.
Yeah, look, that's all good now, but I do think that at some point the NRL's got to step in and say, all right, guys, look, what are we doing here? Nathan Brown said it best a few weeks ago here on the show, where he said, you can't do a good deal anymore. So you go out and you negotiate a player and you offer to pay him, for example, $400,000, and it, first year into his contract. Now, he might have been earning $200,000 where he was at, and you've taken a substantial risk in trying to actually pay for him. You had to upgrade him. You're paying him $400,000, but he has a breakout season. And rather than say, well, I've got two more years and this is the money I'm on, they immediately then go and want to renegotiate for that. Well, yet on the flip side, no one ever has a bad year and says, you know what, guys, I probably didn't earn me money, so keep it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a listen to Todd Greenberg, the boss of the NRL. He had something to say about all this on Triple M's Rush Hour with MG through the week. Have a listen to the audio.
I get a sense that this is the one thing now that's starting to really frustrate fans. We're going to have to make some changes, and I think we need to tighten the system up so that it's a little bit easier to understand from fans' point of view of how players move and how contracts change. The other thing we need to do is we need to keep pushing on the regulation of our player agents. You know, it's really important. There are a lot of player agents that do a lot of good for the game, but there's some inherent conflicts between coaches and players, so we've got to make sure we get into that, and we are doing that right now.
That's interesting, Todd Greenberg saying their contracts change. We get the contracts change hoops, but you kind of got to see a contract out before it can change, don't you?
Oh, well, sadly, Anthony, the world that we live in these days, contracts aren't worth the paper that they're written on anymore, because we see time and again over the course of not just this year, but you've only got to look at what happened in terms of all the coaches last season. You've only got to refer to Ryan Madison recently at the West Tigers. Now we've heard from John Bateman this week in grand final week. There is always a way that you can manoeuvre and you can spin to your own advantage, that if you're not happy, you just start to agitate, you can get your agent involved, they also begin to agitate, and you figure a way to try and get out.
Yeah, the simple way to solve it is that you don't, if you break a contract to go to another club, you can't go for any more money. So you can still leave it, because there are legitimate situations where a player will have a fallout with the coach, for example, and they just don't see eye to eye, and it's good for both of them that the contract gets terminated. But unfortunately, players are, you know, agents are driving the fact that you can basically feel you're undervalued now, so we're just going to get you out of your contract. And they already go to market, they get a couple of feelers in, they get a few other clubs who will say, yep, sweet, we're going to sign you up if you can get out. And they look at what money they're being offered, and then they say to the player, right, now it's time to start kicking stones and training and getting out of it. And that's the issue. And the other issue that I think where there are, which I think Todd alluded to in that interview there, was the relationship where some coaches are managed by a player agent who also has a core of the players at the club. And it can be really unhealthy, particularly for the players. The players, I don't think, realise how unhealthy it can be for them, because the person earning the greatest amount of income there is the coach. So that's the priority for the agent. Now, if it comes down to a difference of point of view between the player or the agent, a player or the coach, the agent will generally side with the coach, because the coach is in charge of recruitment throughout the squad. The second part of that is that players, and I know this for a fact, players don't always be informed of certain deals that come their way, because a player agent has got the coach at the club and doesn't want that player leaving the club, because it's vital for the club's future or their, you know, short-term success that he stays there. So he'll take, for example, $100,000 to stay at that club, and he won't pass off an offer from another club of more than $100,000 to the player, because the player might go and take that. And he's trying to keep him there for the greater good, which is to keep the coach successful, keep the coach winning, and keep the other core group of his players at the club also having success. And players aren't aware of that. I know of players who have learned of it in hindsight, sacked their manager because of it, but because it's just all the dark art of negotiation, it's salaries, the players don't want to talk publicly about it, it never becomes public. And yeah, they'll tell me, but they don't want to go on the record, so the stories never get written, so it never gets out there. But everybody within the game knows it's happening.
That's interesting. But, what you sorry, Gordy, go for your life.
But isn't there a chance? I mean, Hoops, you said that a contract's not worth the paper that it's written on. 20 years ago, I sat out, so I went to fight, and the contract is worth something. And so, if you sign it, like that Ryan Madison, and if the Tigers, and do you know how they get their power back? Yeah, you know, all the clubs, all the CEOs get together and go, "Hey, listen." And the Tigers go, "Do you know what? We're going to sit this kid out, or he's going to play here." I guarantee that will stop a lot of players.
Yep. Woody, they're worth something if you're a person of your style of character, right, where you're as honest as the day is long, you're true to your word, and you believe that your handshake stands for something. But I guess the operative thing you touched on there, mate, is probably, you know, that was 20 years ago. Like, this day and age, times have changed so much,
yeah,
and the agents have so much control and influence over the players at times that they get in their heads and they... Plant seeds and feed ideas, and then
the players are their
boss.
This is the funny situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All the players, you pay him. You're his boss.
Yep.
He's there to give you advice, but at the end of the day, it's yours. And then that's the problem with some of these players, that they're not, you know, in charge of what they're doing and where they're going. You know, they don't even go into these meetings and sit there and don't know what clubs or what's getting offered to them. Mate, that's what Paul just alluded to.
Gordon, the problem with your situation is slightly different. Is if a club wants to see, in your example, Saints took a moral stance and refused to let you go. Brisbane had signed you, so they wanted you to come. And then I don't know whether you actually got paid while you sat out that year or not. I suspect you probably did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yes,
so you got your earn at the same time. Now, if
nowhere near the money that I was going to get, I had to go and work for it.
Yeah, no, I get that. But in that situation, everyone sort of went to what they did, right?
Yeah,
So with, for example, the Tigers situation now, if the Tigers say to Ryan Madison, well, mate, we're not going to let you go, and he just comes in and kicks stones and all the rest of it, and they say, well, look, you're just nothing but a negative influence on the entire playing squad, so go back and play State Cup. Okay. Now, the problem for the Tigers then is they've got $300,000-$400,000, whatever they're paying Ryan Madison this year, not on their cap. They're not maximizing their player roster. So they're losing in that situation. So they can do that. There's no doubt West Tigers can do that. But if they do that, they're already at a distinct advantage. So what they then, from a business point of view, is make the decision, okay, if he's going to sign with Parramatta, which is one of the clubs that's been speculated about, for instance, they'll say to Parramatta, well, okay, we don't want to lose him, but if you want him, you've got to pay for him. You've got to give us a player or release a player that, you know, they'll find another player at the club to negotiate. They'll try some sort of benefit back. Otherwise, they just put a $400,000 hole right in their salary cap, which is where they really don't want to go. And with salary cap management so important these days, they don't want to give themselves a season where they're behind the eight ball right from the beginning. And, you know, while ethically and morally you're right, it's just not the business anymore. But where the NRL goes away...
Nothing changes, Paul. How is it going to stop happening? How do you get some power back?
You're right. Well, I'll tell you how you do it. You say to the players, you bring a rule in that if a player breaks his contract... Okay, then the player cannot go to another club for more money. So what that will stop the clubs, like if you do a bad deal as a player and a player agent, see, the player agents never want to own their divots either. They never say to their player, mate, I did a bad deal for you here. I got you a contract for 400 a year. I could have got it for 550. Okay, which is what's happening with Ryan Madison at the moment. They just did him a bad deal, and now.
But it was a good deal at the time.
It was a
good deal at the time. But clearly, in hindsight, it's like Caelan Ponga. When Nathan Brown offered to pay that for Caelan Ponga, North Queensland said, "Mate, you're crazy. We're not going to match that." And every other team in the NRL went, "Wow, what about that?" But then a year into the deal, everybody's going, how smart were Newcastle?
Yeah.
Like, look what they got him for. And Caelan already starting to kick up, saying, well, hang on, I want to go to market now. And he's trying to negotiate an extension. But part of the extension is an upgrade of his final 2 years on the current deal. Now, the Knights are sitting there having that discussion. We don't know where that's going to end. But so the players are always after more money. I get that. But they don't see our deals because they're trying to always tinker with the value. And as I said, but it only ever goes one way. It never goes the way of a club saying, you know what, mate, you've had a crap year, so we're not going to pay you what we agreed to pay you. Even a player will go out and do a knee. He's gone for 22 games. Mm. He still gets full pay. Now, the fact is, if the NRL brings in a clause, and look, this will have some hairs on it, and it would still need to be discussed in some way, but this is a good start, where they say, well, mate, you can be released, but if you be released, you're on 400. You can't go to another club who's going to pay you 401. You just can't do that. You stay where you're at. You stay on that the same money. That will take out the incentive then for the player who feels he's undervalued to say to the club, stick it up your backside, I'm going to go elsewhere.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL. We are live at ANZ Stadium. The State Championship Cup is on right now. Jets-Bears. So it's Newtown Jets versus Burley Bears. 12 gone, it's nil all. That score, thanks to tyre power. And who has the ball now? The Jets have it about 15 metres inside Burley's end. Hoops, Paul Kent, Gordy Tallis and Maroon will take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Yeah, welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL Grand Final Day out at ANZ Stadium. How good is it? And we're just going to recap a little bit of audio from earlier in the year where one of our favourite hosts, the great Anthony Maroon, threw this out there.
What a let off there for Blake Ferguson. It was an error. I'd love to see the coach replay there, but he'll be buying that referee a beer at the end of the night.
I tell you what, if either of these two sides finish in the top eight, I'll sing the national anthem at the grand final.
Oh, here we go. You're going to make another veiled promise, yeah? You won't come through with it, yeah.
Well, there he is, Anthony Maroon.
How good was it?
Tripping out of his big fat mouth once again. So what we've got, Gordon, I know you can't see this, but Anthony, after Todd's invitation, has taken a microphone and he's heading down to the sideline now because he insisted that if he's going to... He insisted that if he was going to sing the national anthem, it had to be on the field. So he's on his way. He's just walking out of the tunnel now.
2-2. Hello there.
There he is.
This is a big moment. This is the only bet you have ever paid up in your life.
Mate, if you don't watch it, I'll feed him, turn around and go back up the tunnel. And if anyone from the NRL is listening, I'm wearing someone else's identification. I am down here, I am on the sideline, and I am not classified for it. So if you want to come and drag me away, feel free. Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free, with golden soil and wealth for toil. Our home is girt by sea, our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every state advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing, advance Australia fair.
He finally paid up. Mate, and where's a couple of Billy Joel numbers?
Oh, mate, he's blowing up like a Saturn rocket about that, Gordon.
The best thing about all this is all these people down there looking like, what's going on here? It's embarrassing.
Oh, security are onto him now. Look out, we've got the Yellow Shirt Brigade out.
Yeah,
we could be in all sorts.
Tackling.
Oh, it wouldn't be hard.
Oh, that's one of his best, Gordy. Yeah, I actually thought he went pretty good.
Well, mate, he's, you know, probably once a month he comes up and he's, you know, well, I'll do this, I'll do that. And, you know, he still hasn't lived up to, you know, going to the pub up in Port Macquarie and, you know, dress up as a Roosters cheer girl and sing their song. Well, then that didn't get lived up to. But the pressure we put on him, the peer group pressure, which I loved. For him to sing. I loved every moment of it. To make him go out there and pay up the bet, which is
the great part is he's got Dobbo's accreditation.
He's got Dobbo's language,
and they couldn't pick
both
the difference.
Have the same amount of talent,
but they couldn't. The security guards couldn't pick the difference when he got the on-field gate. They just said, "Yeah, mate, go through."
Look, credit to him. Like, credit to him because he's gone down. He's had a crack. He's aimed up. He has delivered on what he promised. But at the same time, the other funny element was I think he overshot the or he missed the takeoff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he missed the takeoff, and I reckon he sang the same verse twice. So then we went to the end.
Then we overshot the runway as well and had to bring it back around and have another crack at landing it. But credit where credit's due. He got out there, he rolled the arm over, and he did have a crack.
He's only got one more to go for the year. And
there it is. Get him back in. Mate. Oh, he's back. Mate, that was magnificent. That's some of the best radio we've heard.
I tell you something. I couldn't even hear it. That's why I overshot.
I couldn't hear the music.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's why I went late.
Mate, that was a magnificent performance. You did go a little bit late, don't worry. We've already pointed that out for people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Credit where credit is due. You have aimed up. You have delivered. Grand final day. It was a big moment. That, you said it had to be down on the turf.
Yeah. Now,
you got down. You got little. You should have taken the shoes off as well, and done a bit of earthing while you were down.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Go home. Shave those legs. We'll get up the Port Macquarie in your cheerleader outfit. And then you'll be square.
Mate, we are square. We are square.
Mate, that was outstanding. Anthony, for all the time that I have put rubbish on you, I am sorry.
I am sorry. Gordon, get stuffed.
I sincerely
I couldn't give a stuff whether you're sorry or not, mate. I don't have to see you for 4 months. Whatever happens in your life, don't call me and tell me about it.
Oh, so you don't want me to do those cashies for you
I don't. I don't want you to do anything for me, but stay away from me. Same goes for you, and same goes for you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What have I done?
What's Kenny done?
Now we'll see you. No sooner have I finished, and you're talking about the cheer squad, cheer girl thing.
I just thought it's a legitimate excuse for you to shave your legs again.
Mate, we'll see you tomorrow night on NRL 360.
Yeah, we're on tomorrow night.
And it's been a great year.
It's been a great year. Thanks, Anthony. Yeah. You've capped it off nicely for me.
Thank you very much. And you're hanging around?
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it wouldn't go anywhere, mate. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Gordy, you're hanging around too?
Absolutely, mate.
Okay, we'll be back after two to rock the NRL Grand Final.
Damien Cook, round 25.
Last, Manu. He swivels at dummy half to Merrills. He kicks straight to Cook. Cook takes it, and then he somehow muscles his way into the field of play.
Play the game, Damien Cook.
He's put on some sort of swivel move to get into the field of play.
Damien Cook, you are a freak.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.